Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
One of the things I want to talk to us about today and everybody focus on is grounding. We are so in need of our grounding at this point in time on planet Earth, and it's very important for us to validate the significance that we have in the world around us when we are grounded. Have you ever walked into a grocery store and there's some little kids and they all go and look at you? It's because you're grounded, you're present, you're there. And they then become validated about the fact that that exists on planet Earth as we speak. And when we don't let ourselves be grounded, we become pretty much where everybody else is, which is ungrounded, unfocused, and not in charge. You've noticed that lately about the people on the planet, right? All right, I want us to meditate on grounding and what it does for you, what it does for the world around you, because remember, we're not in this alone. We're all connected. And so when I ground, everybody benefits. When you ground, everyone benefits. And I know you don't really think of yourself as valuable, but you are. And everything you do, guess what? It affects everyone else. So if you're being a nasty person today, guess what? You affect everybody in your world. If you're being a kind person, patient, whatever, things are different. Now remember, we're not perfect. We get to be all those things. But when you put your attention more and more on what you think of for yourself as yourself, the spirit, things are going to be different than they were when you were just putting your attention on your body. So let's start with grounding, because that's what it's all about. So breathe in, breathe out. Close your eyes. And allow your grounding to flow all the way from your first chakra near the base of your spine, through the floor and all the layers of the earth until that grounding cord reaches the center of the earth. By grounding yourself, you are in touch with both yourself and your body. Grounding is our foundation. Grounding is essential. One of the things we have to realize is that grounding is mentioned through the Bible over and over and over, and many other wonderful esoteric texts or books of religion all over the world. It's often referred to as the rock. One of the things Jesus did was talk about it as being built on a rock. Take a nice deep breath and be aware of yourself being built on a rock. Let that grounding flow. Be aware of the strength you have when you are grounded. Many of you have had Meditation 1 class, and you enjoyed the exercise of where you grounded and allow somebody gently push your shoulder when you're grounded. And then you unground and allow somebody to push your shoulder when you're ungrounded, and you find you move. Take a nice deep breath and express that ability to be solid. Now, I want you, the spirit, to be aware of yourself, your bright spark of light. Let that light come to the top of your head. And then come from the top of your head into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Shine there. This is why you need to be grounded. You, the spirit, are a tremendous amount of energy. You have power beyond your body's comprehension. And without your grounding, you're not going to be in charge. I've seen many people who've gotten in touch with themselves as spirit, but not been grounded. You know, have you ever known anybody like that? Like maybe yourself? I read things about people all the time. They're doing absolutely bizarre things because they're not grounded. I want you to be in the center of your head, be aware of your grounding, and notice how your grounding affects you. In other words, tune into when you're grounded and when you are not. As your body's going to be comfortable when you're grounded, it will not be comfortable when you are not grounded. Just review when you're grounded and when you are not. Notice the main thing that disrupts your grounding. I'll give you a hint. How about fear? How many of you lose your grounding or forget about your grounding when your body is in fear? Let yourself release the grounding from the first chakra all the way down to the center of the earth and practice it, practice it, practice it. If you want to add more grounding, simply allow more energy to flow down your grounding cord. That's the beauty. You can use any grounding that you would like to let go of. Maybe you'd like to let go of some fear. Let it go down your grounding. It can actually enhance the grounding when you release it. Many times people forget how much the information within themselves is affecting their reality. Sometimes people can even be terrified and they have absolutely no idea why. Most likely it's something that happened to them in the past and they just haven't let go of it yet. Right now, let go of something that disturbs you that's from your past. Just let it go. Notice how your grounding not only makes you feel stable and safe and in touch with your body, it also helps you release things that disturb your body and may even disrupt your relationship with your body. Grounding is wonderful. Take a moment from the center of your head and just allow yourself to experience being grounded to this earth. That's where we're creating right now, so it's a great place to be connected to. If we are not grounded, we're not in touch with what's occurring in our body. How can you respond to your body and what you're doing with it if you're not in touch with it? I don't know. You'll have to answer that for yourself. Enhance your grounding a little bit more. Let yourself tune into what your body is experiencing. Just before services, we gave a little healing to some folks who are very out of touch with their bodies. And because of it, they're actually in danger physically. Have you been so out of your body and ungrounded that you put yourself in a dangerous circumstance? Hopefully you quickly came back before something really disturbing might have happened. Take a nice deep breath and be aware, without your grounding, you are not in charge. You are not senior within your body. And of course, if you have children, you know how easily that can happen because they're in charge. Take a nice deep breath. I'll give you a moment just to say, hello, body. What's your experience now? Now, one of my favorite teachers, Jesus, was known as God in man. Guess what? So are you. Take a nice deep breath and be aware that that spark of God that's in you, manifesting in the center of your head, needs to be in touch with the physical body that you're inhabiting at this point in time. Enhance your grounding again and be aware that you are manifesting a God in a human body. There may be days you don't feel like that. But the more you allow yourself to be grounded, the more you will be in charge of your experience in your body. The safer your body will be. The more effective your body will be. Now I look at the group and I see a lot of people who are healers who want to heal people and help people and make change in the world. How can you do that if you're not here in the world? And just let yourself have your grounding in order to fulfill what your purpose is as a healer, as a giver. Be in the center of your head. Be grounded and acknowledge your abilities as spirit in a body. Now remember, the more you allow yourself the spirit to come into the body, the more you're going to need to ground. Here you are, brilliant, intense soul. And you are manifesting in a physical body. It's a little tiny thing, right? You're this great big soul, and you've got this little tiny body. You need to ground. So I want you to be aware of that first chakra that's near the base of your spine. And allow yourself to just release energy from that first chakra. That's the one that has the information about how you want to operate in this body. Let yourself be here in the present moment where the body exists and be grounded. Listen to your heartbeat. Listen to your breathing. Tune in to the power of grounding. Take a nice deep breath. Again, go up above your head. And then slowly come back down to the top of your head. And be there in the center of your head. Be aware of your brightness, your energy, and all that you are capable of doing. And then be aware of how important your grounding is for you to manifest yourself here in the physical body. Let that grounding flow from your first chakra all the way to the center of the earth. One of the most important things about grounding is to practice. Practice, practice. All the information that you receive here, it's important to practice. Because you're training your body. You're training the body And you're also reminding yourself as spirit how to relate to a body. And step number one is grounding. I want you to be in present time. Reach up above your head and bring in a bright gold vibration of energy. And let that flow through you to help you heal and cleanse yourself. And as you do, I want you to be aware of saying hello to Jesus. He's a great teacher. There are many others we'll talk to through the year. But today I would like for us to focus on Jesus because he was very well grounded, very real. He taught a lot about creating into and through the body, and he certainly taught grounding. So be in the center of your head and say hello to this great soul. Just say hello and receive a hello in return. I'll give you a moment of silence to receive a healing from him about your grounding. Ask Jesus for healing to assist you with your first chakra and your grounding, to enhance your grounding. Thank Jesus for the healing and the information. You might want to just let go of your awareness of him for the moment. And I want you to know how important it is for you to be grounded when you're in the body if you want to have your communication with yourself, the spirit, and to have your communication on a spiritual level. So we're going to communicate, each of you, with your own God. And I want you to be aware that this grounding allows you to have this connection and communication. Oftentimes people come in here and do not validate the tremendous importance of grounding because they don't realize it's an important aspect of our communication system for our communication, spirit and body. And while we're in a body, spirit to what we call God. So right now, keep letting that gold energy flow into you and through you. And allow your grounding to be strong. And say hello to your God. Allow yourself to get a hello in return. Allow yourself to be aware of how your grounding enhances your communication. Be aware of how it allows your body to participate in your spiritual experience. Be aware of being a part of your God, a part of the whole. Experience the peace within yourself when you're grounded. Take a nice deep breath. Let yourself be more aware of your physical body. Enhance your grounding. Know that God is always with you. But you're going to be drawing your attention more to the physical world and the physical body. You might want to pat your foot or wiggle your knee. Move around a little bit. Open your eyes and thank God for grounding. You and you like to even bend over and release some energy. And take your grounding with you wherever you go.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.